It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We're going to start the day off running with Michael Freilichs, former Caldwell County basketball standout, former Tiger basketball coach, now the boys basketball head coach over at Trigg County. He's in the studio with us, and Michael, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What kind of year did you guys have over at Trigg County?
We struggled a little bit early on trying to find out, our identity. And then we had some injury issues, and it just seemed like there was one problem after another. But, toward the end, come district tournament time, I thought we were playing the best basketball we had played all year. The kids stuck with it. Didn't vary from the plan at all that we had put together at the beginning of the year. And finished strong. We just had a bad night in the district tournament. We shot 8 for 35 there from three-point range, which is, if you're shooting that percentage, you're probably not going to win. But essentially all year long, we were playing. We started three sophomores, a junior, and a senior. So we were one of, if not the youngest team in the second region. So, you know, it's hard to make people understand community and people that are Trigg County fans, and I've said it over and over, but when you're that young, it's a process. I mean, you're trying to get those three sophomores and that junior ready for next year, and then maybe bring some younger kids with them. So, you know, I thought our three sophomores performed well, and of course Landon Swan being our junior, I think he made more threes than anybody in the second region.
Yeah.
I mean, he can flat shoot it, plus he can flat jump, and he'll be back with us next year. And of course Davari Good, he had some injury issues. He had a bad ankle all year, and so he missed a few games and just never quite returned to the form he had last season. But
he probably got beat up a little bit playing football because it seemed like he carried the ball 30 times a game.
Yeah, it was hard on him this year because, I mean, this is the second year in a row that Timmy Williams has gotten hurt, which is probably maybe the best athlete in the school, best football player, probably the best basketball player in the school, and we've lost him both seasons. And, of course, when that happens, that put a lot more load on Davari, which meant more carries, which meant, you know, more bangs and beat up. And so it did take him a little while to recover from football.
William Freilich was here last week, and we talked about coaching and trying to win games and championships. And, we would all like to win a state championship or a regional championship or a district championship. But the thing about a coach is you're trying to get your team to play its best and reach its potential. If you've got the potential to win 8 games and you win 12, that's a good season.
Right.
Now, if you've got potential to win 25 and you win 15 – well, then you start looking to see, you know, where you need to fix things. But you can't always just say, well, this team won a championship, so it was a good year, and they didn't. It was a bad year. There's a lot of things that go into it.
I mean, us being 7 and I think 21 or 22, most, you know, you could look at that and say, man, they had a terrible season.
Yeah.
But if you'd have seen where we were when we started and where we were when we finished, we made a lot of improvement throughout the year. And like I said, our sophomores got better, the junior got better, and so – in my eyes, that's, you know, you're going toward what you're trying to do.
Yeah. It's like Matt over at Dawson Springs. I thought they won 11 games this year, which I thought was a really good season. Now, it doesn't look as good when you look at last year, and they had the two top scorers in the second region, and they, you know, won 20 games or whatever. But I thought with what they had, that was a really good year. And what's been a pretty good second region this year.
Yeah, I think the second region's real competitive. I think, you know, it's Line, of course,
yeah.
It's Henderson, and it's, you know, maybe Hopkinsville. And I think maybe the dark horse, maybe Hopkins County Central.
Yeah.
I think their coach does a good job over there. They do a great job defensively, and especially the other night when they played Union County. Union County could be another one that could give people problems. But, you know, Matt did a great job over there, I thought. He was coming in with a lot of pressure on him. I mean, following Mickey Blue, the second region coach of the year, the year he left, I mean, he had some big shoes to fill, and I thought Matt did well there.
So as a coach, I think you're just trying to get your team to reach its potential and maybe, you know, overperform a little bit if it can.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. You want to try to get your guys to believe in what you're trying to teach them enough and get them to believe in themselves enough that they try to overachieve. And,
yeah.
And you know, what we say at the beginning of a year is that, you know, we always want to beat the people we're supposed to, and then maybe catch one or two that we're not supposed to win, get those W's. But, I mean, coaching's a tough gig.
Yeah.
You and I were talking a few minutes ago, you know, kids aren't the same as they were 10 or 15 years ago. Things have changed. Kids can get mad at you, transfer. It's just not the same anymore. But, you know, I still do things the same way. I think most coaches kind of stick with what they've known and what makes them comfortable. And, you know, we don't do this for the money. I mean, for not even close. But we just want to make kids be the best, not only basketball player, but best person. We want them to be the best husband they can be one day, the best, you know, daddy they can be one day. That's the ultimate goal.
We're talking this morning with former Tiger standout and former Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Michael Frelix. We need to get to a timeout on the show. We'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripower. Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features, the Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
See your Kubota dealer, H&R Agripower and Eagle Way in Hopkinsville.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in on this Thursday morning. It is a championship Thursday. The 7th District Girls Championship game is tonight. The Caldwell County Lady Tigers will take on Hopkins County Central, and we'll have the game for you here on WPKY. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock over in Morton's Gap. We're talking this morning with Michael Frelix, former Caldwell County standout and former Tiger basketball head coach, now the head coach over at Trigg County. And, Michael, I think there's 4 former Tigers right now that are the head basketball coaches someplace.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, I was proud that Matt decided to go into coaching. I thought when he was playing for me and the way he carried himself and the way he kind of led his team, that was probably the direction he was going to go. And then, you know, it's always good to see anybody from Caldwell County doing what they love to do.
Of course, we got DG. He's at Bowling Green and
been successful.
Yeah, won a state championship. And Fonzo White is at Taylor High School in Kokomo, Indiana.
Yeah, I keep up with Fonzo a little bit. He was our manager actually. When I was playing at Caldwell County. I love Fonzo to death, and everywhere he's been, he seems like he's done a great job. And so, you know, it's always good to see these guys succeed. I mean, the ultimate goes to, we're all trying to win a championship. Yeah. Some of us have gotten lucky, some of us haven't, but we're doing what we love.
I believe he's like 15-7 this season, and I believe they start sectionals next week. So Indiana's a little different than Kentucky, but
it is not a whole lot. But you know, we played some teams from Indiana a couple of years ago, and basketball's still basketball. You know, it's sanctioned or class a little bit different. Yeah. But Fonzo's done a great job everywhere he's been, and I try to keep in touch with him a little bit. Yeah.
And of course, Melissa is a former Lady Tiger. She's back on the sideline, and I heard that Greg McQuarrie is an assistant coach at Covington Catholic this season.
I haven't heard that name in a long time. Yeah. Greg McQuarrie. That's good. I'm glad he's back into coaching. I always thought a lot of Greg.
He won a regional championship. Is it the 9th region up there? I think he was at Boone County.
Yeah, Boone County.
And apparently they hired a new coach at Covington Catholic, and they decided that he needed a little help. So they brought in Greg to kind of help him out a little bit. And I think Covington Catholic has a chance to win the region up there this year, so that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to hear. I always thought a lot of Greg. I always thought he was a good coach and did good things with his kids.
Now, at Caldwell County, you were the head coach, and I think that 2007 team was about the best team we've had at Caldwell County since the region runner-up team way back in 1987.
Yeah, you and I were talking a few minutes ago, you know, with a few breaks, that I think that team, Matt fouled out in a game against Henderson in the semifinals, and we had a great year that year. I think we ended up 26-4, something close to that. Had a great group of guys that just cared about one another, played as hard as they could possibly play. That was probably the best year I've had coaching as far as, I didn't have to do a whole lot. I could just go to games, sit, watch them play, make a decision every once in a while, call a timeout. But I didn't really have to do anything. Those kids were special.
Well, and again, we ran into Henderson County in the regional tournament, and that was kind of the end of the line. And that seems to be the fate of Caldwell County basketball a lot of times is, hey, there's Henderson or there's University Heights or there's Hopkinsville, and that happens.
It always happens. I mean, big schools like that are hard to compete with. And Henderson's always going to be there every year, Hopkinsville. They'll really be there once they figure this thing out, once they combine schools. It may be maybe hard for the rest of us once they figure that out over there. It may take them a couple of years to get it all straightened out and lined out, but once they do, that's just going to be another monster that the smaller schools like us have to deal with.
Yeah, the 8th district's actually been down a little bit lately. Mm-hmm. You say down, but historically that's a district that had three schools that are – sometimes state contenders.
Yeah, I mean, you expected them to be state competitors every year.
So what's your overall thoughts then on the state of high school basketball these days, and what would you do to fix the game, or does it need fixing?
I think basketball is probably always going to be basketball, but I do think, I've had conversations with other coaches and had a conversation with you just a second ago that basketball's changed not only because of college basketball with the transfer portals and now people are making money, NIL deals, and I don't think NIL deals are far away from high school basketball maybe. So it's going to be a constant change, and it's up to us as coaches to either adapt to that change or just get out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any way to fix it. I think we just kind of got to roll with the punches because it's kind of all rolling downhill. I mean, it starts at the college level. Kids can't get scholarships anymore because of the transfer portal. I've had a couple of kids in the past 4 or 5 years that I thought maybe back in my day could have played D1 somewhere, could have played it somewhere like Western or Murray maybe, or maybe even a smaller D1 school, but there just weren't scholarships out there. I mean, kids are having to go to JUCO or Division II, Division III to try to make a name for themselves, and college coaches will tell you, hey, we'll look that kid up in 2 years. Tell him to go get some stats, go get some numbers, and then we may look at him later on. But, we were talking earlier, AAU, I mean, it's done what it's done. It's good for kids. It gets kids looks. Colleges, it's good for kids to go play in front of college coaches, and it's made it tough on high schools because kids really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And they think that's more important because that's what you see on TikTok and YouTube. That's where the college coaches are sitting. I mean, they're not really sitting in high school gyms anymore. They're sitting watching AAU tournaments during the summer. Mm-hmm. And so kids automatically assume and think that's probably the best route to go. But it's an animal now. It's an ever-changing thing. And I think, us as coaches, we either adapt or we leave the business.
The question I always ask coaches, has basketball become too physical? Is it more physical now than when you were playing high school basketball?
I think probably it is. I don't know what, kids are a lot bigger, faster, stronger, I think, these days than we were back then.
Yeah.
For example, that Lyon County team that won the state tournament, and you go stand in the captain's huddle, and you're amazed at just how big, not only tall, the kids are a lot taller now, it seems like, than they were when we played.
And they all do CrossFit.
And they all do CrossFit, and they do a great job at CrossFit, getting kids ready to go. And it's just amazing how much bigger and stronger I think kids are now than they were when I played.
I always say that, and I always want to kind of say I'm not blaming the referees. I think the referees are trying to officiate the game the way they've been instructed to. It's just, bumps and pushes used to be a foul,
right?
And now they kind of want you to play through that and and not stop the game as much with a lot of foul calls.
You know, early in my career, I used to fuss at officials all the time, and it's a tough gig.
Yeah, I
wouldn't want to be an official. It's tough. You've got
it's
fans.
So subjective.
It's so subjective, you know. But on the flip side of that, there's no such thing as a walk anymore.
No.
There's no such thing as hand checking anymore. Teams that press and can get away with that type of physicality are usually going to do pretty well for themselves. Yeah. So, the game's completely changed in a lot of ways. There are some good officials out there, as always, and some that probably shouldn't be doing it. And it seems like this year, for whatever reason, I got a lot of those that probably shouldn't be doing it. But that's a hard job. I wouldn't want it. I respect them, and I'm glad they're out there doing what they do, because without them, we couldn't do what we do.
Now, the shot clock's coming in a couple of years. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm excited about that. I've never had a problem with I think 35 seconds is probably too long. We like to get it down the floor, get a shot up. But it's going to change some end-of-game tactics, some strategies. You're going to have to think about what you do. It's going to change the way coaches think of it, just like the two shots have changed. The way coaches make decisions at the end of games. You used to be a one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot better than shooting two. So it's going to make it more competitive. I think it's going to make it more fun for the fans to watch. You're not going to have those 32, 31 games anymore. You're not going to be able to sit and milk
game.
It. Yeah, first region game. You're not going to be able to sit and milk the clock any longer. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I think that'll be one good change that needed to come.
We're talking this morning with Michael Frelix. We need to get to a break here on the show. Back with more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Dirty or low oil can seriously shorten the life of your engine. That's why the certified service experts at Trice Hughes in Princeton undergo extensive training to understand your vehicle's engine and oil needs. With regular oil changes from their experienced team, you can trust your vehicle is ready to perform its best mile after mile. Don't let neglect keep you off the road. Visit Trice Hughes for your next oil change and keep your vehicle running strong. Schedule today at TriceHughes.com.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Overspending on everyday items.
Is that a trick question?
Every dollar counts at our house.
Hello?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
So nice.
Everything you need from your favorite local vendors at unbeatable prices.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Java Table.
Joshua Tree Boutique.
Bella Marie Boutique.
Shop smart and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm happy to.
Start saving now.
I save big every time.
The Big Deal Store at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Talking this morning with Michael Frelix, former Caldwell County basketball standout and former Tiger head coach as well. Now the basketball boys head coach over at Trigg County. And Michael, when you left, I think you were the all-time leading scorer, and then somebody got you.
Well, Matt got me in that last year that he was with me. You know, that was funny because my daddy was always like, "Now, man, don't let him break your record. You can control that. Now, don't let him break your record." Always a little competition between him and Earl. It was great to see Matt. Records are made to be broken. I mean, they're just, They don't mean a whole lot to me, but Matt was excited to get that, and I was just glad to be a part of it. I was glad to be his coach when he broke it and be able to pass that torch along to him.
Now, you left Caldwell County and then went to Western Kentucky and had a really good collegiate basketball career.
I was talking to some kids at school the other day. I'm telling them stories about the NCAA tournament, and they were asking about what round, and you know, I told them the Sweet 16 story, and then I had to show them the shot against Michigan. And you know, it's amazing. You go into a new place, a new school, kids don't even remember that far back anymore. So you kind of have to reintroduce yourself. But, yeah, I had a great time at Western, and, you know, I'd love to go back and do it again. They're having a great season this season. Coach has done a great job with them. And my wife and I always try to go back to one game a year, usually around our anniversary time. And they'll make an announcement and do all that kind of stuff.
Oh, but,
Yeah. I love going back to the Hill. I miss it. I had some great times there. Some great stories, great memories with my teammates and my coaches. I always, you know, a lot of the things I do now were things that I learned from Coach Willard.
Yeah.
That we still try to incorporate wherever I'm at the time. And just a great part of your life when you get to go experience something like that.
I was going to say, when the NCAA tournament rolls around, you kind of have to get some special feelings about all that again.
Yeah, you get those tinglies. Yeah. I call them tinglies. And then you hear the, what's that song called at the end of the tournament every year?
Oh, the One Shining Moment. Yeah.
Yeah, when you hear that song, I mean, it brings back all type of emotions. But, you know, just getting to experience, I mean, we would go practice, have a shoot-around, and there would be 20,000 people in the arena already just to watch shoot-arounds. And then you've got people coming up and asking you for your autograph that, you know, that don't happen anywhere else, but it does happen at the NCAA tournament. It's just, it's something that everybody should get a chance to experience. It's a memory.
If you do something in the NCAA tournament, everybody sees it because it's the big stage.
Oh, yeah, everybody's tuned in. Yeah. I mean, especially now with sports betting being legal, everybody's paying attention to it, and it's... For somebody like me coming from Fredonia in Caldwell County, I never imagined myself being able to experience anything like that, and it's just a blessing that I got the opportunity to do it. And it's fun to watch other kids, for example, seeing Travis on TV, getting to do what he loves to do, and you know, hearing from Jack Reddick, and he's doing a great job down at Florida Gulf Coast. And then you watch Brady Shoulders on TV. He's done a great job down at Mercer. So it's always fun to see kids go from your area, maybe your region, to go experience kind of the same things you did.
And they still show that Ty Rogers shot all the time during March Madness.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
So that's always fun. And, you know, to me, one of the greatest things I ever got to do as a sports reporter was when they lifted the jersey of Dwight Smith up into the rafters at Diddle. I mean, that was a special day at Bowling Green.
That was a really good, I think we were there.
Yeah.
My wife and I were there. So just getting to be there and to experience that and to get to see again somebody from your hometown, your area, that where you grew up, being lifted up in the rafters, I mean, that's a special thing. It makes you proud not only for that family, but it makes you proud for all the families that come after it that may get the same opportunity to do that.
I mean, I think it was long overdue, but I think that wait just made it sweeter for everybody when they were there. And, you know, the family, I thought, you know, they were fantastic about it. And they had the big day for Dwight, and all these former players came in, and, you know, these older guys, but they'd start talking about Dwight, and they'd just start crying. And, I mean, you felt for them, but at the same time, and they're all legends in their own right. But, I mean, it was just a really special day.
Yeah, it was something special to be a part of, and I think that's something that I'll always remember, was being there on that day. You know, there's been a lot of good players that come from Caldwell County in this area, and just to see somebody recognized like that who earned it, deserved it, went through some things that you and I will never understand.
Yeah.
It was a big day, and I was just glad to be there.
Well, when do you guys start getting ready for next season?
We're going to take about 2 weeks off, give the kids a little break, and then we're going to start getting back in the gymnasium with some individual instruction. And some of the kids have already signed up for CrossFit to try to maybe change their bodies a little bit, improve their quickness, their foot speed, their hand-eye coordination. And like I said, CrossFit does a great job over there. I don't know what their secret is, but they do a great job. And there are other places that do too. Trilogy does a great job here in Princeton. They do it, and we worked out at Trilogy preseason in Cadiz, so they do a great job over there with with getting kids ready to play. But there's never a break anymore. It just seems like it goes from, you know, end of season straight back into getting ready for the next one. And
well, and you guys will probably play a lot of games over the summer.
Yeah, we're going to try to go to Western Kentucky University team camp this summer. And let the kids experience what it's like to be on a college campus.
Yeah.
You know, some of those kids don't ever get that opportunity. And then we'll schedule 15, 20 games probably with some area schools. And it's just like having another season within a season. I mean,
now,
it's crazy.
Do you watch much basketball outside of getting to coach?
I do. I like watching the game. I watch a lot of NBA. I like Luka Doncic. I mean, that's my guy.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite player in the NBA. And I try to catch the Gators quite a bit. I'm a Florida Gator fan. You know, they had that great run last year, and looks like they're kind of tuned in to do it again this year. But I like the way they play. I like their style. And I'm just a fan of basketball.
Yeah.
You know, my family, I grew up watching basketball. Basketball is what we did from the time we were little bitty, and I don't think that'll ever change.
Well, every time I talk to Earl, he's found more points for the Fralix family.
He did.
And I think it's like, what, 20,000 points or something crazy?
It just keeps going up. One thing, my dad passed away this past June, but before he passed away, I think he got to know that Earl had found enough points where it made him 1,000 points.
Oh, really?
For Donia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're gonna have that put on his headstone that he's 1,000 points
wow.
For Donia. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be very fitting. Like I said, every time I see Earl, and I try to get him to come on the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I know he knows all the Fredonia
stuff.
He knows he's got all those records, but it's amazing. You just start going. Of course, you and Matt had almost 6,000 between you at Caldwell County, so that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some good Fralixes along the line. And Earl, I don't know how he does it. He's amazing at researching and doing what he does to find those points. And, you know, I'm just thankful that my dad had the opportunity to realize that he had done it. So
somebody for Caldwell this year had like 18 or 19 rebounds in a game, and they asked me what the record was. And I said, well, that's about halfway there.
Yeah.
And, of course, they said halfway. And I'm like, well, Greg Smith had 37.
Mm-hmm.
But the record against Caldwell is Earl's. He had 37 in a game for Fredonia against Caldwell.
I think I remember that. I remember him talking about
that. And that's
that.
Not even the Fredonia record. The Fredonia record is the state record, which is 48.
Who had 48?
Russ Milton.
Okay, yeah.
Had a night where he scored 53 and pulled down 48 boards.
That's not a bad
in the
night.
State record books.
I mean,
you know,
that's not a bad night,
no,
53 and 48.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anybody take that, I think. But.
Well, appreciate you coming in this morning, and good luck in your basketball, and we'll see you next season on the court.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Michael Fralix, former Caldwell County standout boys basketball head coach here at Caldwell County, and now the boys basketball head coach over at Trigg County. We need to get to a break here on the show. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Take control of your health journey with Dr. John Mobley at Caldwell Medical Center, specializing in bariatric surgery using the Lap-Band system. Dr. Mobley brings over 25 years of expertise to help you achieve lasting weight loss, enjoy personalized consultations, ongoing education, and dedicated support, all from one location. Don't wait to transform your tomorrow. Contact Caldwell Medical Center today. Better health, better life, right here, close to home.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate Michael Frelich coming in and being on the show with us this morning. Now we're going to change gears a little bit and talk a little wrestling. We've got Caldwell County girls wrestling coach Tammy Jean Goodwin in the studio with us. Also Jason Asher, who's the Caldwell County Middle School wrestling coach. And Jason, also an assistant coach with the girls.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on with you guys?
Well, we've got quite a bit going on. We have the state tournament this weekend. We had the middle school state tournament last week,
yeah.
Regional tournament. It's been a pretty busy week.
Now, tell us, first of all, in the middle school, we had some people place at state.
Yes, I had four kids make the state tournament. Two of them were alternates. And we had our first time in program history. We had a two-time middle school state champion.
This wow.
Week. That's Ethan Cleje. He took the state tournament 108. We had Braden Rollins make the state tournament 185. Luke Guess, he made it at 185. Lawson Alfred, and I don't want to miss anybody, Roger Lewis and Cash Hicks was our alternate.
All right, I'm going to tell you to grab that mic right there, if you don't mind, real quick. I think that one's got just a little bit of a buzz in it. Now let's see if we can hear you better.
Okay.
There we go. So just, again, kind of go through what happened at middle school state. And it's been a busy time for you because we actually had middle school regional here.
Yeah, the regional tournament here at the cab building, it was like literally standing room only. I don't think I've seen that cab full in a long
wow.
time. We had 17 teams. We had our youth tournament, youth going at the same time. But it was different this year because you actually had for the youth, the top five went to state. So we had several youth kids make the state tournament.
Yeah.
And our middle school kids, we represented really well. I think there were 15 teams all together. And we only had six kids wrestling in the middle school the division, but we still placed seventh overall. So I think that's a win for us.
Yeah. Now, how many kids are in the middle school program and the youth program here?
We would probably say 75 to 100 altogether, I would say.
Okay, wow. Tammy Jean, you took over the girls' wrestling team this year. Talk a little bit about that and how things have gone for you guys.
It's gone great. The girls have stepped up. The captains have really stepped up and been there for their team. They've led them. I can't say enough about these young ladies. I was nervous, but you're going to coach all girls. And I thought, oh, boy, here we go. And they have been perfect, literally. They've done everything that we ask them to do, they do. They don't question. They just do it. And they pick their teammates up. It's been a good transition. And I didn't know if I'd like it as much as I do, but yeah. It's right up there with coaching track. So
now pull that mic up just a little bit closer if you don't mind there. There you go. You got a couple of girls who've qualified for state, and that's later this week.
Yes, I've got senior Kearley Heron. She took second at regionals, and she's qualified at 145 pounds. Mm-hmm. This will be her second trip to state. And then I have Virginia Stewart. She's 185 pounds. She's a sophomore. This is her third trip, and last year she placed eighth.
Okay.
So
what's kind of the draw for them?
Not real bad, actually, is it, Coach Asher? I think they got a pretty good seating, and they want it. They are really hungry, really hungry. So I have a good feeling about this.
Yeah. Now, what was it like to take over the program?
It was a totally different atmosphere, but it went well. It went very well. It's got a good foundation, and we just build from it. The girls, like I said, they've been very accepting of everything. They've been very supportive. Mm-hmm. And I pulled in when I first took over. I was like, okay, now I got to call the boss. So I called Coach Asher, and I just told him, you know, I know the basics and I can coach, but I need the more advanced drilling. And things, and he jumped right on board. Right on board.
Now, you guys had a big day up at Regional, and that's always kind of a crazy event, too, up in Union County.
Yes, it was. It was very crazy, but the girls, they were, I'll be honest, I've never really seen a whole lot like this. They were, except in boys wrestling, our boys wrestling team's the same way, but, you know, we running back and forth from room to room, mat to mat, from the manager down, everybody was cheering everybody on. Mm. When Virginia and Kearley were in the championship match, our girls were wild.
Yeah, it was a fun day, except trying to get over to the auxiliary gym and back to the main gym was a bit of a hassle at times.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, and you have to go up all those steps.
Yeah, I agree. It was long, but they did really good. I believe that day was probably the best day that I've ever seen Kearley wrestle.
Yeah.
She just wrestled with a clear mind. She just went out there and got the job done, sometimes a little quicker than what you would have liked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's tough to take pictures when you get pins in 20 seconds. You know, yes. What am I supposed to take a picture of? So, but the championship match, she almost won that one.
Yes, she did. She just got caught. And I think this year at State, I really look for her and Virginia to really show up because they have put in the work the last 2 weeks. They've really buckled down.
And we've had some of the girls that didn't make the state tournament that came in and stepped in. We got Serenity and Emma Clej and Demori Harris, and there were several girls. It's like a team unity. And the thing about wrestling is it's like a family wherever you're at. I mean, you've probably seen it as your travels going to like the regional tournament, even the middle school. Other coaches, we see each other. Hey, what's going on? You doing okay?
And all the kids know each other.
Oh, yeah. They got the Snapchats and whatever that does. But I think these two young ladies are going to do really good this weekend. They want it more. They're asking a lot of questions in practice. I bring what knowledge I can to them. I try to do drills. I talk to Coach Tammy Jean about it. I said, well, how about we try this? And it's sort of like a good relationship. Like, if I don't think it, she thinks it. If she thinks it, just that way we're working together as a team.
You know? Now, how many girls do you have in the program?
I think we had 13, 13, and I've had quite a few have come to me, and they want to try it next year. So I'm hoping that we get those numbers up. And I think with me and Coach Asher, we have really good communication, and I've known him forever. Couldn't ask for a better guy to have come into this with me. I think next year our numbers are going to really be big.
One thing I want to mention on the regional, for the girls, it's a little different than the boys. The girls' first region is actually the first two regions, right?
Yes.
So you're talking all the way from far western Kentucky to E-Town and places like that. You know, the Hardin County schools are all in our region.
Yes.
So when you go to a regional tournament and you're trying to place top four to get the state, there's not a lot of room for error in there.
There's 19.
Yeah, there's 19 all the way from, like, Central Hardin, Bowling Green to Owensboro. When I first came in, I didn't know that until she showed me, this is who we have in the region. I'm like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a tough region. It's very tough.
It's like our regional one in high school, the boys, middle school, and this one is, I think, one of the hardest regions in the state for the middle school state tournament. There's 16 weight classes. 11 of those come from region one in the state finals.
Really?
And 9 of them won it from region one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Now, what kind of made you want to get into the girls' coaching?
Well, to be honest, she did ask me for some help, but I did know some of the young ladies because they went through my program. There was like 3 or 4 that already, you know, they're in 7th grade. They qualify for high school. Now, I missed them this year, but I understand why. And it's just kind of like, you know, moving up a little bit and to help where I can, where I'm needed. I've got a guy right now, Cole Sherrill. I'm shouting out to you. Cole and Coach Red and all the people that are involved at the middle school, they're in really good hands. I'm not leaving yet. You know, I'm still going to help when I can, but eventually he will take the reins and go from there.
Okay.
But, I'm really we just got a really good bunch of coaches, and that's about part of the program. It's like you're like a big family. You kind of know each other. And I've known Cole since he's about 4 months old. So he's wrestled at not only a collegiate level, he's wrestled at the state level, national level. He's wrestled wherever, whenever, and whoever, you know.
When I think about the regional wrestling tournaments, though, I always have a lot of respect for the kids who get out there and wrestle, not just the ones who win, but just anybody that wants to get out there and give it a go. Because, Tammy Jean, when you're on that mat, there's nobody else. There's nobody to throw the ball to. You can't hand it off to anybody. You know, if you win, it's because of you. If you lose, it's because of you. There's no place else to look except, I mean, you're it.
I grew up in Midwest Illinois, so I'm from a wrestling state where wrestling up there is pretty much just as big as football. And brothers wrestled, and I was what we called them back in the day, mat maids.
Yeah.
And with my kids wrestling, and I've never seen a sport that will pull everything out of you and beat you all the way down, but then will bring you back times 10. Mm. And it does. And when I don't know if I could get out there like they do and do what they do, but I commend any kid that puts any effort into this sport, because it will beat you. But like the life lessons that you will learn, especially from the coaches that we have here, I mean, I couldn't have done any of this without Coach Asher, without Troy Nichols, and big thanks to Dan Clejay, because he helped out too when we needed it. And it's an awesome thing. It's a very awesome thing.
But just getting out there is a win in itself.
Yeah, just what I tell them, the boys especially, just going out there in that singlet in front of everybody is a win.
Well, Jason, I kind of felt bad a couple of times up at the boys' regional the other day because Donovan Rogers at 150 gets into the championship match, and you look up and he's got to take on the kid from Union County. Yeah. He's probably the top-ranked wrestler in the nation or something. But he gave him a go and gave him a match. He got pinned, but I mean, he'd wrestled him before. But man, that was a tough draw right there.
Yeah, that's both Rainey kids. They're going to go places, whether it's Worlds or whatever it is. That's sort of a one time generation talent, and I'm glad that we've got to see him wrestle.
Yeah,
I watched them through the program from they were like little kids up till now. Same thing with Donovan. I asked Donovan, well, what do you think? Well, he ain't gonna hurt me. Let's go out and get it done. But Donovan's a good kid, and I'm really proud of him. And all the kids that made the state tournament and everything, they earned every bit of it. And it's they're good people on and off the mat. They're good students. They're good, just good kids. And it falls back on the parents, grandparents, coaches, and they're top notch kids. Whether they win a state title, whether they place, that's more important than winning a gold medal, in my opinion.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have four at state getting ready to wrestle today, so that's big, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. I'm hoping they get the state finals, whatever they do, but I'm pulling for whatever they are. Coach Nichols and Coach Brown, they've done a heck of a job.
Yes.
They make sure the kids got their headgears, make sure they're on weight, make sure they need what they need. The parents the same way. It's like I said, it's just everybody involved,
Yeah, and the thing is, especially with Coach Brown, he didn't wrestle in high school. When Logan started wrestling, that's when he started, and he's really stepped up, and he's done a lot. So if you're interested in it or anything, just because you didn't do it in high school, if you were a parent and you want your kids to get into it or you want to help coach, whatever, it is the best sport.
Mm. Now, what's the plan for state for you guys?
A lot of praying, a lot of breathing. We're gonna leave tomorrow at 11. We're just gonna go on up there, get up there, and just relax, focus on what we're there to do, get in, do our job, and get the results that they've earned and they've worked for.
A wrestling tournament's really a marathon, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, yes.
You start talking about the regional, and you start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and maybe you're done by 5 or 6 o'clock that afternoon, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
we did the regional tournament here for the middle school. It was the first time in like 6-7 years. And I got to take my hat off to my wife. She's done a really good job. We had like a 30-minute crash course on how to run the USA bracketing and everything. Well, she made sure all the brackets were done, made sure the computers were running. I was going in between wherever. But she done a really, really good job. I couldn't have done it without her, that aspect of it. So I appreciate it, and I love her to death for it.
Yeah. Well, after the state, what's next for the wrestling team after that? When do you start getting ready for next season?
Right. Well, after we're done coaching track, because Coach Asher is now going to be coaching track with
us. Really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So we're going to get him to go to some camps, and just have some open mats and just do some fundraising and get as many girls out as we can, because I think this is a good sport for girls. I think it shows you a lot. Not only that, it doesn't matter where you come from or anything. This is all you. You can't blame the ref. You can't blame the coaches. It's all you.
Yeah. As far as track goes, I think Coach Shaw is going to be coming in a couple of weeks. So we'll talk about that. And, you know, I keep hearing rumors that maybe we'll get the regional track meet here this year.
Fingers crossed. I think when we were on the meeting last year when the regionals had to be rerun, Coach Shaw just kind of stepped in and he was like, we'll do it. We'll do it. Because he was texting me. He's like, you sure? You sure? Yeah, we're good. And they were so smooth. It ran perfect. I mean, it was great. So I hope that showed the state that, you know, we can do this and that he is very good at getting it together. So let's cross our fingers.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys at state and wrestling.
Thank
you. Jason, appreciate you coming in this morning and being on the show.
Thank you, Kyle. It's always really good coming and talking to you.
Appreciate it.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thanks.
Need to get to a break here on the show. Back with more right after this here on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lacks with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in today. Appreciate former Caldwell County basketball player and head coach here and now boys head coach at Trigg County, Michael Frelix, for being on the show today. Also, Caldwell County Middle School Wrestling Coach Jason Asher, Caldwell County Lady Tiger Wrestling Coach Tammy Jean Goodwin coming in and being on the show with us this morning here on WPKY. It is a championship Thursday. The Lady Tiger basketball team will play for a 7th district championship tonight over at Morton's Gap, taking on the host school, Hopkins County Central. That's at 6 o'clock, and we'll have the game for you here on WPKY. And as we mentioned, Caldwell County with four wrestlers going in the boys' state wrestling championships up in Lexington today and tomorrow, and then two girls in the girls' championships on Saturday. Again, that's all up in Lexington. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. I appreciate you joining us this morning for the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.